This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Close contact alone may not drive flu transmission, study reveals. Prolonged close contact may be insufficient for influenza transmission without significant viral aerosol generation, according to new research that challenges conventional assumptions about how flu spreads between people. The Controlled Human Challenge Study, published with identifier PMID, 4065736, found no secondary infections despite extended indoor exposure between infected and healthy volunteers. 0% transmission rate despite prolonged close contact in controlled conditions. Source, Human Challenge Study, MN 46576, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News Study Design Challenges, Transmission Assumptions. The research involved healthy adult volunteers in a controlled human challenge study where naturally infected donors were paired with uninfected recipients in shared rooms with limited ventilation. Unlike typical clinical studies, participants had no masking or physical barriers during their prolonged exposure periods. Researchers continuously monitored viral shedding patterns, coughing frequency, and recipient infection status throughout the study period. The controlled environment allowed precise measurement of transmission factors that are difficult to assess in natural outbreak settings. Minimal aerosol generation despite confirmed infection. The study's most striking finding was that infected donors exhibited remarkably low aerosol viral shedding and minimal coughing despite laboratory-confirmed influenza infection. According to the study authors, PMID 4657316, viral RNA was infrequently detected in fine aerosols, indicating limited airborne source strength even during active infection. This pattern suggests that not all infected individuals generate sufficient respiratory emissions to drive transmission, regardless of proximity to susceptible contacts. For broader context on respiratory disease transmission, see prevention strategies, implications for public health guidance. These results may require reconsideration of current public health messaging that emphasizes distance-based precautions as primary prevention measures. The World Health Organization currently recommends maintaining distance from infected individuals, but this study suggests that aerosol generation capacity may be more predictive of transmission risk. The findings could inform more targeted prevention strategies that account for symptom severity and coughing patterns, rather than relying solely on proximity-based guidelines. However, the study authors noted that the study involved mild infection phenotypes in healthy adults, which may not reflect transmission dynamics in more severe cases or vulnerable populations. Additional research on global health implications is needed. Despite extended close contact in low ventilation settings, no secondary influenza infections occurred when infected individuals had minimal coughing and low aerosol viral shedding. Study authors, Human Challenge Study, 4657316, 24. Key takeaways. 0 transmission occurred despite prolonged close indoor contact between infected and healthy volunteers. Infected participants showed minimal coughing and low aerosol viral shedding despite confirmed infection. Public health guidance may need updating to reflect aerosol generation as key transmission factor. Frequently asked questions. Does this mean influenza isn't contagious through close contact? Influenza remains contagious through close contact, but transmission depends more on the infected person's coughing frequency and aerosol generation than on proximity duration alone. People with minimal symptoms may pose lower transmission risk even during close contact. How does this change current prevention recommendations? While maintaining distance remains important, the findings suggest that monitoring symptom severity and coughing patterns may better predict transmission risk. Current guidelines emphasizing distance-based precautions may need refinement based on individual emission capacity. Were the study conditions realistic for everyday transmission? The study used healthy adults with mild infections in controlled settings, which may not reflect natural transmission patterns. Real-world transmission likely involves more severe symptoms, different age groups, and varying environmental conditions that could alter results. Future research should examine transmission dynamics across broader populations and infection severities to validate these findings in diverse real-world contexts. Understanding individual variation in viral emission capacity could enable more precise and effective influenza prevention strategies tailored to actual transmission risk rather than assumptions about proximity alone. Source: prolonged close contact alone may be insufficient for influenza transmission in real-world conditions. At context, contact alone may not drive flu transmission, study reveals. Description: study reveals close contact alone insufficient for flu transmission without aerosol generation. Zero infections despite prolonged indoor exposure between volunteers. Author: at type organization, name GMJ editorial team. Publisher: type organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-05-22. Date modified 26-05-22.